Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
The faster we run, the further away the dreams that we chase become. Lost in the sun, spinning and turning, blind in the burning
Welcome back, 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. That's the late, great Dan Fogelberg bringing us back. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Hope you check those out and use them to your advantage. Pam Harper is our guest, our good friend, the author of Preventing Strategic Gridlock. She's the host of the outstanding radio program, Growth Igniters. Pam, I need a website, please.
Well, for Growth Igniters, it's growthignitersradio.com, and for businessadvance.com for my firm. And, of course, you can always find Preventing Strategic Gridlock, my book, on Amazon.
Yeah, so check all those out. We're talking about game-changing disruptions, things that could turn the world. My friend Joel Barker, one of the great futurists of our time, calls them paradigm shifts.
Mm-hmm.
Where everything goes back to zero, where all the rules that you've been operating by become academic, they become moot, they become irrelevant. And things, when the paradigm shifts in your world, everything goes back to zero. It starts over again. So whoever had the big advantage before when the paradigm shift is now no better off than anyone else. But I like the game changer idea. I like the idea of a game changer, but you've got a myth that you want to bust here. You say game changing is tied to disruptive information. Explain that.
The fact is that there's a lot going on out there. We have to constantly be willing to see it in new ways. So the idea that there are paradoxes, in fact, that we need to be able to recognize, and rather than looking at it and saying, for instance, that my company is facing new competition and therefore we're going to have to hunker down, we say my company is facing some disruptive competition here, and what are we going to do differently? It's an and not only once and then going backwards.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a mind shift that people can make, but it requires a willingness to say, I can see things that I haven't been able to see before. And there are ways to do this. But it's a myth that we only have one way to deal with disruption. There are multiple ways to deal with disruption.
Well, that's exactly right, because the marketplace allows this, Pam.
That's right.
The marketplace allows, and especially in America, our marketplace has infinite niches, an infinite number of niches. There are a million niches that we haven't even explored yet.
Exactly right. And that's the myth, is that we think that we're limited in our opportunities. In fact, we have many opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you're willing to start looking at things differently, to perceive things differently.
You've got to be willing to risk what you know for what you might learn.
Exactly, exactly. And in fact, one of the episodes of Growth Igniters Radio, episode 66, we talk about this whole issue of game-changing results and what it takes to change the game. But that willingness to look at things differently, it's a mind shift.
Mm-hmm.
And we talk about that a lot. And it's understandable, too, because we have habits of thought about how the world works.
Here's a business-killing statement. This is the way we've always done it.
Mm-hmm.
If anybody who says that and sticks to it, adheres to it, demands that that's the way things are, either needs to be fired if they're an employee, or if you work for that person, you need to go get another job.
That's true. In fact, one of the things that's interesting is in the work that I've done over the years with advising and consulting is I have asked people at times, why do they do what they do? which is a fascinating question. Mm-hmm. And people will sometimes say, believe it or not, I don't know. It's just that's what the job is. Or this is the way we've done it for two generations.
Right.
Or this is the way it has to be done. But they don't really think about what is the outcome we're really looking for. Is this going to lead to it? And I remember one woman looking at this and saying, you know what, I never thought about it before, but I could do this very same outcome mm-hmm. could be accomplished differently.
Mm-hmm. And well, that it may be because there's something new some new tool that can help you do it more efficiently, more effectively. But here's what you should be saying. If somebody says, why are you doing this way? What you should be able to say and verify it, you should be able to say, well, I checked with my customers yesterday, and this is how they want it.
Ah, very good.
That's the statement, which is the opposite of, this is the way we've always done it.
That's right. And if the customer wants something, the other question is, could it be done in a different kind of way and get the same outcome or even better mm-hmm. that the customer actually wants?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, think of the possibilities that exist with some of the new technology that's coming out with apps. I mean, how else could we get Uber and other companies like that? When you start thinking about, rather than being threatened by the technology, to say, this is technology that exists that didn't before, how can we use it differently to get a result that our customers are going to love? Love.
That's it. It's real easy, folks. The game-changing thing really is easier than you think. In my opinion, it's all about customer expectations. It's 100% about customer expectations. And they are changing, which means, by definition, you have to change. 10 Till, right back with Pam Harper. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us. Gonna climb a mountain.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.